Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got an amazing conversation for you today. Oh, Democrats are a little bit sad right now because they're 43 votes short of impeachment. Because, you know, I mean, I know why they're 43 votes short, because most people realize that maybe it's not a good thing and they don't want to go down that road. Oh, wow. Joe Biden comes out and says that he's going to put more women to work than there are U.S. citizens. Well, don't worry, Joe, because Barack Obama went to more than 50 states. I think after visiting all 50 states, he had like 5 more to go or something. That was hilarious. Yeah, a new report reveals that 90% of the plastic waste comes from Asia and Africa. But, you know, banning plastic straws are going to solve the world's problem of all the plastic in the oceans, even though they've got tons of plastic and all kinds of garbage in the streets in LA and San Francisco, and they're covered in needles. And Roseanne Barr is looking like she's coming back. She's hammering Hollywood on the double standard with Trump. And talks about a comedy comeback. I'll get into that. 9th illegal alien in Maryland Sanctuary County charged with rape. Yeah, all you have to do is become an illegal, go to a sanctuary city, and they have to release you. Rape and release. Yeah, it's a new liberal thing called rape and release. Yeah. I'll get into that. Have you ever heard of FC Astana? A-S-T-A-N-A. Well, Manchester United beat them thanks to Mason Greenwood in the Europa League. It's nice to see the youth being played, and I want to get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. I am live on the conversation page, but I share it also to my personal page, so if you're on either or, don't matter. Also, don't forget to like and share. If you want to comment, go ahead and comment. You can also listen in via Blog Talk Radio. And that's one thing I want to set the record straight, because some people are kind of confused. The link I send for my conversation, the link that I send for the show, is the Blog Talk link. There's no real way you can, unless I set up like an event and say, at this time, you know, so the link I send is to Blog Talk. So if you click on the link that's below, like I'm live at 9, see you then, that is for Blog Talk. So, but thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. I really hope you get out and make a difference in this world. Therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Ephesians 4:1. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. Don't forget to like and share. There's a PayPal link if you want to help make the show even better, bigger. You know, because I'm doing it on my Blog Talk page, I am getting more people. And on my conversation page, I'm getting more viewers. So keep it up. You know, it's a crazy world we live in, but it's an amazing world we live in, because we're in great times, and we got to keep going. It doesn't matter what you. Because we got to stand up for what we believe in as believers, as in Christians, and You know, this notion that I'm a believer, so I'm perfect. Whoo! Oh man, I wish I could say, thank God I'm a believer because I'm perfect, and make life a lot easier. No, we're not. We're not, folks. The struggle is real, but so is God. Mary DeWell had that on her page, and I'm like, I have to share that. That is so, because, I mean, when you're going through struggles in life, on my way home, because I went to get, before I got this all set up, you know, I'm like, what do I want to do for dinner? Because I got to eat before the show. Let's get noodles and company. So I go there, and it takes forever to get the food, right? Because, like, you know, there's only three people waiting. How long can it be? And then one of my orders was to go. One of my orders was made for here. And I'm on my way home, running late. I'm like, okay, get my computer, get everything set up for me. My wife got it on and stuff. And what do I hear on K-Love? I trust in Jesus, my great deliverer. My strong defender. And I'm like, from the third day, I'm like, yeah, that's God. Thank you. Let me know everything's going to be good. And that's what I do with this program. There are times that I just give it to God. I'm like, what do I say? What do I say? What do I... And God just gives me the words. You know, my wife's been up here one time when I had to take care of some business. And my wife came up here and she's like, I don't know what to do. Because she's not like, I mean, she when it talks about getting a good camera angle, she knows how to do this. You know, I just like, I give it to God, you know. You know, like when Obama was president, I never wished harm on him. Did I disagree with him? Yes. Did I disagree with a lot of his policies? Yes. Did, when he said that if you come here illegally, we're going to send you back, did I support him? Yeah. You know, but you have people like Brett Mittler that, like, I wouldn't mind if a beehive effed Trump's bleep up. I wish his Beyonce would run against the president. Where are people if someone on the right was to say, you know what? Well, wow, wouldn't it be funny if, like, Obama tripped and fell in the news and hung himself? Wouldn't that be funny? There would be massive outrage. But, you know, these liberals that, oh, wouldn't it be funny if someone just took, like, a knife from, like, Forge and Fire and just killed Trump and, like, you know, chopped his head off and cut him up and, you know, roasted him on a spit? You know, wouldn't that be funny? There's no outrage with that. There's no outrage with stuff like that. Oh, but if it was a... There would be if it was... Like, if someone said that about Biden or Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. I mean, don't worry, because remember when Barack Obama came out and goes, I visited, like, 57 states and got, like, two more to go or something like that? And he's totally, like, I'm like, wow, I wonder what these... I wonder what states he's talking about. Well, Biden promises to put more women to work than there are U.S. citizens. They're going to try to one-up because Obama's tanked this country and Trump's making it better. They're like, well, you know what? I can't wait to see what, I wonder how many Mexicans he's going to put to work. You know, since he's going to put more women to work than there are U.S. citizens, it's hilarious. This is funny. This is hilarious because I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you know this. No, Lord. There are 330 million people in the United States total. And he's going to put 720 million women to work when there's only 330 million people, period. That's kids, that's women, that's everybody. let's say 340 million and counting people that are not documented here that they don't have record of, they don't know. So let's go 300. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt of 340 million people living in the U.S. We'll round up 10 million. But he's saying 720 million. But most people look at how many, did you hear how many people Joe Biden promises to get to work? How many women? I want to see Trump top that. Well, I want to see Biden actually get 720 million American women to work. Oh, that must be after the huge migration of illegals that come in. That must be, I don't know, like close to 400 million illegals come here. These liberals make my world tolerable because they give me something to laugh at. House Democrats are 43 votes short of impeachment. Can you believe that? Well, I'm surprised it's that much. There's 235 representatives, and only 175 are willing to kind of do anything because they know it's not going to be a good thing, because it's kind of like hitting the guarantee button. The guarantee that Trump will, Trump's getting in guaranteed. It's not the easy button, it's the guarantee button. You hit that button and Trump's in like Flynn. But remember, Trump, who do you think is going to win the Republican nominee for president? Donald Trump. No freaking way. He's not going to get in. He's not going to win. Trump's never, see, you can say whatever you want about me, but you know what? At least I'll go down as a president. And then after all the BS lies, what do we do now? Because Trump won. Now we guaranteed he was going to lose. And he won. We got to figure out, because he couldn't have legally won. These liberals are going to have they're going to hang us like Mussolini if we don't do something. Oh, guess what? Dirty. The Russians. Yeah, they did it. Yeah, Trump's in the KGB. Yeah, that's what it is. Trump's in the KGB. Yes, he's going to turn America into Russia. That's right. He's going to keep on the legacy of Gorbachev. He's going to build the wall. Going to have East America and West America. You're either communist East or you're democratic West. No, he's not going to build a wall. He's just going to make everything socialist. He's going to run. Wait a minute. I'd love to have Trump come out as like supporting all this socialist stuff. I wonder what they would do. Huh? What do we do now? I would just love to have Trump have like a speech where he supports socialism just to see what they would say. Oh, yeah, I'm going to make everything free. Yep, that's right, folks. Yes. Yeah, Democrats are going to make everything free. It's called rations. If you look up that thesaurus in the socialist thesaurus, if you look it up, you know what free means? Ration. We're going to see what this ration is. It's called a ration. Donald Trump is a man with no political experience. He's done more for the U.S. economy American jobs and world peace in 24 months than Bill Clinton, Bush, and Obama did in 24 years. And that's the problem. I mean, because they can't say they're going to fix the VA. If they fix it, what can they run on? They got to run on this, oh, we're going to fix the VA. Well, then why didn't you fix it? You've had 4 years to fix it. You know, oh, we're going to build a wall. Well, you've had how many years to build the wall? How many years to fix this? Isn't it funny how the debt ceiling keeps rising and rising and rising? But everyone's going to magically fix everything. Remember when a guy by the name of Al Gore said he had a plan that was going to limit the deficit? Well, if it was proven factual that it would actually eliminate the deficit 100%, why wouldn't he give it to Bush? And if it would really make the deficit go away, why wouldn't Bush use it? Because there's two things. First of all, it didn't work. It wouldn't have worked. Second of all, it doesn't matter because they didn't do it. Don't forget to like and share, folks. Don't forget to like and share. Thank you so much for tuning in. Comment if you want to say something. Hit like, love, laugh, anger, sad, whatever, if you want me to know you're viewing. Put a thumbs up in the comments if you support the 720 million women that Joe Biden's going to get to work. I know I can't wait to see him find those 400 million extra women. But people don't care. People don't do their research. The average libertard doesn't look anything up and go, well, let me see here. Let me see here. See, there are tons of people in England and Ireland and Scotland that are tired of paying the king's tax. And they're standing up. And they're supporting Trump. They're like, wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. I don't mind. See, what people are seeing is, people are seeing Baltimore is what they're seeing. They're seeing Baltimore because they're seeing, wait a minute here. People, not party. Forget that. Well, it was a people who came together because there were liberals in Baltimore who came out, black, white, Mexican, that all helped clean up. It was people who came together and cleaned up Baltimore. It wasn't the government. It wasn't your tax dollars. It was people who did it. People are starting to wake up. Well, hey, well, look at what's going on. Look at in Baltimore. It was cleaned up by the people. Why are we giving money to the kings and queens? If your laws do what they're supposed to do, why do you need a union? Unions were there to protect you, to ensure that you had a company that abide by rules, so that you had breaks, you had things that laws now protect you and make sure you have. If you're not getting breaks that are legally required by law, and you're not getting paid like you're supposed to by law, and then you can actually do stuff. People are waking up. When people are having cameras because they have closed circuit TV and their cameras are aimed right at their bedroom windows and their living rooms, people are waking up. I was at a Sam's Club yesterday. I just went by and they had like these stupid people in. They're like, how you doing, sir? This is the Mighty Can right here, folks. I don't know if you've seen this. Come here, sir. Sir, you want this? Is the Mighty Can. You put a drink in here. It'll keep it, once you get this can cold, it'll keep this Mighty Can will keep your soda cold for up to 7 hours, even in 90-degree temps. You need to try this. You've seen, I don't know, we do infomercials and stuff, but have you seen the Mighty Can? You know, and then these people try to sell you crap. And then I always, whenever they have like hair stuff, you know, I got to talk to my wife, because I think, if this is what I think it is, my wife has this and loves it, or I just brag about how good the product is, and when you hand it to someone else, I just start going up to that person, my wife has this, it's great, it's wonderful, then they'll leave me alone. Or if you're in Walmart and they have like the person selling DirecTV, I say it's great, and then, you know, because they're like, sir, do you like DirecTV? Oh, all we have it is great, it's wonderful, I don't have it, it sucked, but whatever. I just don't want to deal with them. Or, sir, we got a deal for you. I'm like, no. Trust me, you spent like 7 hours trying to get it canceled. It's bullcrap. But that's here nor there. But it had like Anderson window, like Renew Anderson windows, like replacement windows, Renew by Anderson. I walked by that thing. My email had all kinds of Anderson window, like Renew by Anderson emails, like save money on Anderson things. I've never researched Anderson, never used their product, nothing. I've had that many times where I've never even heard of this product. And when I walk by, all of a sudden I'm getting, when I see this, all of a sudden I'm getting all these emails on my phone. From, it's just weird. Could be coincidence, but, you know. But people in this country are starting to wake up. They're starting to realize that, hey, we gave $1.9 billion to Baltimore, and where did it go? We gave how much stimulus money did Obama do? How much stimulus did it do? Where did it go? Because there was tons of it that's unaccounted for. Who got it? Where did it go? This building got brand new windows. No, it didn't. This building was built and it's been untouched ever since. But they put millions of dollars to put, and people are there. The media doesn't want to report on this. MSNBC, CNN, the lamestream media doesn't want to report that people are waking up. The walk away movement and people leaving the Democratic Party is huge. That you have Joe Biden. Here's the 200 people at his rally. Here's Trump. Okay, well, we've had to move the rally 12 times. Because, okay, now we're at a 70,000-seat arena, and there's 400,000 outside that can't even get in that have been waiting for days. And guess who's outside? Asians, Mexicans, women. Whites, blacks, Hispanics, Latinos, all walks of life. Because remember when Trump got elected? USA, USA. When Obama got elected, you could hear people saying like, Obama, Obama. And a lot of people like, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Well, we didn't say, make America great. Make America great. No, it wasn't about. Trump will always say, we're doing this. It's us. Never has he said, me, 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 me. I mean, liberals will make you think that. I mean, look at how many thousands of needles on the ground in L.A. and feces and plastic and garbage. But we're going to eliminate the plastic straw because we got an ocean problem. It's kind of like taking a 50-pound bag of rice. And the 50-pound bag of rice is all the plastic in the ocean, and taking one grain of rice out of that 50-pound bag is the equivalent to removing plastic straws from the ocean. You know, if you ban plastic straws, taking that out of the ocean, it would be like saying, here's one grain of, you're not doing anything. Okay, well, then another 50-pound bag, you pour in the pile, and then you remove another grain. Well, how is that eliminating the pile of rice? You're never going to eliminate the pile of rice, because if you put another 50 pounds of rice, and take one grain out. And that grain equals the equivalent of plastic straws being taken out of the ocean. It's pointless. Oh, this world is climate change. We're all going to die. If I had a dollar for every person that came out that said, well, if you look at the telephone and these numbers, it correlates to the date that we're all going to die. The world's coming to an end. Actually, like the Mayan calendar. There's actually hieroglyphs in the Mayan calendar and things that talk about dates that are like 1,000 years from now. Like 200-300 years from now. All these, but, you know, the Mayan calendar ends, the world's going to come to an end. Because I remember I was talking about, there was a guy that said that on the day that the Mayan calendar supposedly ends around there, something big happens. Oh, you think the world's going to come to an end? Where did I say that? His model has always, when something happens, like on the day that happens, something big would happen. He never said the world would come to an end, just something big, like maybe the stock market closes down or up or whatever the case. There was no, you know, it's doomsday. Like, I never said anything about the Mayan calendar ending, meaning the world ends. You know, but some people just have this notion that, you know, flip out. You know, it's like I see all these things like, the Trump supporters will drink the Kool-Aid. It's amazing how many stereotypes they put on us. Like, see, I never knew what a racist really was until I became a, until Obama became president. Then I was like, oh, you hate the black people. You're a racist. Cool. I guess that if supporting this American flag, supporting America, standing up for the freedoms and the rights. I guess I am racist. I guess I am. I guess I want to, you know, what do you suppose is going to happen? Do you think that all of a sudden law-abiding citizens are going to massively just start shooting up people? If you're ever at a rally supporting Trump and people try to help you, just saying whatever, you have the right to go ahead, speak your mind. You have the right. Don't tell me how you think that you're the one that's trying to push your agenda, your opinion, but you don't want me to speak mine. That's the problem we have. Well, we're going to go after Lewandowski, man. We're going to get him. Did you watch that thing when they were questioning Lewandowski? It reminds me of that Democratic National Committee. Oh, point of personal privilege, point of privilege, every like 2 seconds. Point of parliamentary procedure, point of parliamentary procedure. No, yeah, no, point of parliament. No, we're stopping. You can't stop the clock. No, we're stopping. I'm stopping the clock. No, you can't stop. Yes, I am. No, I can't. It's okay. Oh, my. I was like, it just reminded me of that Democratic debate. Point of personal procedure. You know, I know we're all ready to go, but, you know, I have sensory overload, and I'm going to lose it. I'm going to, because I hate Trump, and I'm freaking out because there's so many people here, and I wanted to make sure that they had things to absorb the sound, because I'm going to freak out when people speak, because, you know, I need my safe space. You know. Lord, you know, in back in the 40s, 18-year-olds stormed Normandy, basically like I'm dying. They might as well have been like kamikaze pilots. There was a 90% chance they were not even going to come home alive. Now you got 18-year-olds. I need a safe space. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out because he said the word duh and it had he in it, and I'm offended. Grow a pair. You shouldn't. They need to have. I'd love to be like a school administrator. I'd have the most PC test. If this crap offends you, you're not gonna get in. Teachers. They know teachers don't exist anymore. They're called indoctrinators. Because you have to take out analog clocks and put in digital ones because kids can't read analog clocks, but that's here nor there. See? If you can watch, see, this is a kilt. This is not, I'm not a cross dresser. This is a kilt. It's a, you know, it's what it is. You know, I get, when if I put my, in the one pocket is a utility coat, if I get my keys in one of my wallet in the other, I get all kinds of looks. Like people, no, this is a kilt, you know. See, this is a t-shirt. It's only a blouse if you're wearing a bra. You know, we're not cross dressers. But that's the world we live in. You know, you can't, like, I went to fill out an application and I couldn't put that I'm a donkey. I'm offended because it had male, female, and other. I'm not other, okay? You know, I shouldn't have to. Look down. Get undressed, get in front of a mirror, and that will tell you if you're a man or a woman. It's common sense, folks. It's the world we live in, folks. The world we live in. A Trump ambassador nominee pledges $1 million of his own money to help the Bahamas. This is how bad we're getting. I don't know if you heard about this one, but NBC News is prompting Americans to confess their climate change transgressions as part of a project titled Climate Confessions. Yes, I want to confess my climate change problems. See, because I took this can and I put it in the recycle and it never got recycled by the people that claim it's getting recycled because it went in the recycle bin. So I'm confessing that the people that claim to recycle it don't recycle. This is the problem. You have Smog City, LA, USA. Smog City. Those people trying to tell me from the country how to live. Us from the rural areas and communities how to live. Well, you guys got smog where you live. You guys have, and you're going to tell me in a farm area how to live? That it's kind of like having a car that's a boat that's not sink, that doesn't float. You're going to tell me that my boat's floating and your boat's sinking. And you're going to tell me that I'm doing it wrong, that you need to listen to me about how to keep a boat afloat when yours is taking on water and mine's not. Just to let you know, folks, there's about 25 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like, comment. Don't forget to I got PayPal if you want to help out. Every dime goes to flags, goes to new boom stands, goes to new mics, new equipment, because this is not cheap. Also, prayers are always welcome. Yeah. When are they going to have, like, confessional booths? Forgive me, NBC, for I have climate change sins. I'm Brian Williams. Go ahead. Brian Williams. I have a confession, a climate confession to make. The stuff I put in the recycle bin didn't get recycled. You need to go and make sure it gets recycled. Thank you, Brian Williams, for listening to my climate confession. Yeah, this is a game changer. I don't know if you heard this. This is really recent, but this is a game changer. Facebook cites its First Amendment rights as a publisher, contradicting public claims by the company that it's a social media service, is a platform. That its social media service is a platform. But Facebook admits it's a publisher. They're trying to make Facebook in a way that they can deem it, they can take me off. It's just crazy. And they're trying to, I honestly think they're trying to get this Facebook set up in a way to where, because that's what they're trying to say with Twitter, that, you know, we're not, you know, we own Twitter. We can say what goes on Twitter or not. It's not like a free flowing platform, you can say whatever you want to. Since we own Twitter, we can say what goes on here or doesn't go on here by law. And we have the right, since sort of like a true restaurant, you can say who comes or goes. You know, they're trying to make Twitter and some of these places like, well, it's Twitter. You know, if you don't agree that we're taking down conservative viewpoints, then you can go somewhere else. Under Section 320 of the Communications Density Act, tech platforms have immunity from lawsuits arising out of their decision to host or not to host user-generated content, unlike publishers, which are liable if their writers defame someone. A tech platform is not held liable for the content created by its users. The distinction between the publisher and platform is central to the legal protections enjoyed by big tech companies, and it's frequently cited by Republican lawmakers in their criticism of Silicon Valley's public biasism. If Facebook appears to be jettisoning this category in its court filings, saying a First Amendment right as a publisher not to carry numerous content. We have the First Amendment right to, you know, they can try to take us off. Under the well-established law, neither Facebook nor any other publisher can be liable for failing to publish someone else's message. So, like, if I want to publish my conversation, and I've had plenty of stuff taken down, trust me. Basically, you can't do anything to them if they take my content off. So, like, if I talk about killing President Trump and assassinating him and all this stuff, and that's just, I'm just hypothetical here. They can keep that on all day long. They can, if you bash Trump and you want to have Brett Mittler's views, oh, they'll love you. But if you're a conservative, gun supporting, they're trying to be like these other countries where like, okay, the government controls you. Okay, the government controls you and says, you know, like, okay, we're gonna censor you. Let me go see what.
It took me a minute to catch what you said.
Cause I'm on my Facebook one, not the.
AJ says, take a dump or vote for Trump.
AJ, I love you. I love you. But that's what's going on. They want to be like these other countries where the government controls what you say and can't say.
What you eat and can't eat. What you think and can't think.
Because yes. I'm one of those people that truly, I would probably go back to eat meat if it meant pissing off a liberal. If it meant screwing with these, you know. Because that's what
really?
They're gonna,
really?
If they tried to force, because it's my choice that I don't eat meat. If they're gonna force me to give up things and force me to do things, then so you know.
Or I'll take the dump because I'm voting for Trump.
No, I'll just take a dump on the Democrat, then vote for Trump.
Well, like I said, I'm gonna take a dump, then vote for Trump.
Yes, and that's this world we're living in because, you know, they want to be a public. They want to. That's what's going on with Twitter. They're wanting to say that Twitter, we're our own thing. So we can since I own Twitter, so I can control what people say on Twitter. I can control what people, I can delete content. I can say what's on Twitter because I own it. Instead of it being a First Amendment platform to say whatever you want to, they want to control it to where, no, we don't like your viewpoint.
They want to do that to Google. They want to do that to Facebook. They want to do that to YouTube, Yahoo.
That's why we got to start our own. I'm looking into it. It's in the very early stages still. Even though it started in 2012, but there's a thing called Patriot Mobile, where it was started by a patriot, and when you pay your bill, a portion of the proceeds go to help conservative causes. But it's like still
there's
in its infancy.
There's also this thing called DuckDuckGo. It's like a YouTube, like a Yahoo or whatever.
So it's going to be interesting to see because there's a lot of people that are starting to come out and come forward and basically support, well, we need to have a search engine that's conservative. We need to have a phone service that's conservative. We need to have certain things that are conservative, you know. Yeah, AARP is great, but it's very, very progressive liberal. I mean, we have a 9th illegal alien in Maryland Sanctuary City charged with rape. It's called rape and release, you know, where you get released and you rape. Yes, that would be Maryland, Montgomery County, Maryland's law, RAPE 217. It's called rape and release. Just made it up, but, you know, why not? You know, we can't, he's illegal. We have to, it's a sanctuary city. We can't have him, you know, he's killed 7 million people. We got to let him go. It's sickening. It's sad. It's sad. It really is. Where this world's coming to, it's crazy. Because how can a liberal support someone like this? That's what really shocked me, because liberal comes from the word liberty. Like freedom. And when you heard, when I started hearing about New York saying that they're going to take the soft drink and control it, well, we're going to tax cigarettes to where people, good luck. Yep, we're going to make prices so high no one's going to smoke. You know, we're going to control the size of the soft drink you use, and trans fats have to be limited, and this has to be. It doesn't matter if it's bad for you or not. Cigarettes are bad. Should they ever be banned? You should have the right, if you want to smoke and kill yourself, go right ahead, light up. You know, we have that. We have that in this country. You have the right to say, okay, yeah, tobacco is not the greatest thing for you, but I'm going to smoke. I have that right. I mean, I hate these people that are like, oh, she's a vegan, so I'm going to sit there and eat meat right in front of her. Like, I don't get some of that crap. I'm a vegetarian, but I respect your right to eat meat. I never, if you want to eat vegetarian like me, I can show you. I can help you. It's not something that I never want to force it on anyone. You have the right to be the way you want. Yeah, the right to chew tobacco if you want to, or smoke cigarettes. You know, we just won a huge court case. I mean, this is what scares me, because I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter, and I want to get into this really quickly, because the last 10 minutes or so, I want to get into the English Premier League and stuff. But I've been a medical proponent of cannabis. I've been a huge hemp supporter for years. I remember in 96, they had like one of those MTV Rock to Votes, and of course they have these scripted questions where this kid goes, do you think that pot should be legalized for medical uses? And of course Al Gore's like, well, I'm not a doctor nor you, but I don't know. And I'm like, the whole time I'm screaming at the TV, pound for pound, you get more ethanol out of hemp. 1 acre of hemp produces as much paper as 4 acres of trees. It's a superior fiber. It's a superior textile. If you made Band-Aids out of it, you wouldn't need antiseptic stuff in the Band-Aid. Just put some on it before you put the Band-Aid. Hempcrete is waterproof, fireproof. It's amazing. Synthetic marijuana found in multiple samples of CBD products across multiple states. I want regulation on this. Yes, I want cannabis legalized, but I want to know, okay, if I'm getting CBD oil, is it safe? What's in the CBD oil I'm getting? And there's a lot of legitimate CBD manufacturers and marijuana manufacturers that have it independently tested. And this is the test right here. This is what it shows. And okay, this is what we've done here. This shows the nanograms. Okay, this is... You know, we rejected this batch because when I was in Colorado, they had some amazing CBD products and amazing, I almost got these vape pens, and those vape pens got taken off the market because they were loaded with pesticides. Whoever was doing the plants was not flushing them. Yeah, we support medical cannabis, but we also at the same time, So it's one of those things, folks, that when you look at it, we need regulation. Because there are people that have, because that's one of the big questions. There are people that, I use CBD products, and there are people that have failed test tests on cannabis products. I'll be constipated and vote for Trump. But anyways, folks, it's just one of those things that, you know, no one looks at the whole spectrum of things as we move forward, you know. We won a huge battle because hemp CBD flower looks so much like marijuana. I will grant that there were places that were selling CBD flower, but it was actually marijuana in there. It was a high strain marijuana, but when you get it, it has, if you've seen, you can get jars of CBD flower. There you go. How do they tell it's marijuana? A lot of it, most people can't tell the difference. And what are they doing? It was very high potent, high strain, high THC marijuana. But if you didn't know, it was in the thing of CBD flower. And as I wrap this up, it's nice to see that we're winning the war on cannabis. So we can use it. So we, you know, because imagine if you drank a beer and it stayed in your system, and a month later you took a piss test and it showed up. How would you know when you drank that beer? Well, we can't hire you because you test positive for beer. I want to move on, folks, because got about 9 minutes left. For everyone else listening around the world, thank you so much for tuning in. We're finally going to get to some Premier League news and some Europa Amadeo Cup news, because we're in the Amadeo Cup, the Europa League, and Manchester United. Astana took on FC Astana today, Astana, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is playing the youth. And I think the Europa League is good because it gives him an opportunity to take the youth, you know, and play Fred and play Mason Greenwood and play a lot of the young players. And I think that's a good thing because we're going to be able to play a lot of these great young players. Granted, we had Matic start, but it's nice to have Greenwood play. It really is nice to have these youngsters playing. It's nice to have Gomez and Greenwood playing. But I do think Tahith Chong and some of these young players, if it comes time, I think give them the shot. If I would put De Gea in goal in the Europa League.
I'm watching somebody.
Okay. Thank you. I think we got a little troll.
Hey, we should feel honored. Our first troll in a way.
We got a troll.
I don't know if I can or if you can.
Okay, but it's one of those things, folks. Moving forward and looking at this and what we're doing. Manchester United is going in the right direction. If it comes down to that's our shot to the Champions League, then we need to have De Gea at goal. I would, near the end, though. But I think I still, Romero's not a bad goalkeeper. He's a great backup. But I think the Europa League is an amazing, I love it because get the youth experience. You're not loaning these players out to other clubs, and you play them. Great.
Is there black? Can they still listen? Or can they just not comment? Because somebody is lucky. I looked the little troll up, and he lives in New York. And, Miss, I will go hunt him down. I blocked him, so I don't know. Yeah. I blocked him.
I don't know.
I thought he knew us, but he's out in New York.
Yeah, I don't know him. So.
But he's black. Sorry, guys. Sorry for his inappropriate comments and childlike behavior. Some people, you know, there's a scrolling button if you don't like what you're hearing. Scroll on.
Yeah. It's one of those things, folks, that we have to deal with on this program. I get people that like...
Will send you comments.
Yeah. And I'm like, I understand that because I'm a conservative. I got balls. Bring it.
Hey, Sister Shirley. I see you're watching.
Hey, Sister Shirley. God bless you. I mean, we're all human beings. We're all child to the one true king. We are.
Amen.
Amen, we are. I mean, and that's the problem. You know, I mean, and I like the fact that Manchester United is able to bring in the youth on these Europa League games. And I think that's what I think we're going to start seeing is when we get into the Europa League, we're going to start seeing more of these youngsters, more of these, you know, Tahichon, Gomez, Greenwood, Daniel James. We're going to see a lot of these players get to come into the Champions League of, you know, not Champions, but Europa League and get that experience. And I think it's a great way. And I think that's what I like what Ollie's doing.
Well,
okay. Okay.
I don't know. Sorry, we're interrupting you. We can do this after because you got like 2 more minutes.
Just want to see if I make sure I'm blocking the right
idiot.
Yeah. I didn't. I blocked the wrong one.
Okay, he's blocked. No.
But yeah, we're just dealing with someone, so I'm going to...
He's blocked. I got him.
Okay, thank you. Because that's just... We're sorry. I deal with people like this just on my own.
Yeah, but we have... Yes, we do talk about...
And
some other things, but we put God first, and we have pastors and members of our church and our Christian family that, and we're very respectful on this, and we try not to swear, and I don't appreciate when I have people watching you who are wanting to listen, may not agree with 100% of what we say.
Yeah.
That's fine. They don't need to say some of it.
Yeah, I got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks, and I have a guy from New York, and we don't always agree, but there's a 90% that we agree upon, and there's things, you know, like, I don't believe in mandatory vaccinations, but there are some vaccinations that you should have, period, you know, and we have friendly conversations, and we get into it. So I'm going to talk to y'all later because I got to deal with somebody. Thank you so much. with a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And this is the tolerant left that we have to deal with, folks, that hate anyone that doesn't believe like they do. God bless you all, and good night. Goodbye.